Joined now in the studio by a couple awesome people from Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, Christine Cotton and Julie Hennis. Christine, the school reading partner specialist. Julie is the coordinator of volunteers and partners and the service learning coordinator for Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. And they're here today to talk about volunteering in the local schools because registration dates are coming up at UNC. Julie, Christine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So, Julie, let me start with you. Spring registration dates are coming up for students, right, at UNC?
Yes, that starts tomorrow, Thursday. And we will be over at the Student Union, and we will register UNC students, and they can come by anytime between 10 and 3:30, beginning on January the 14th. And it runs through, actually, three more dates through January the 25th. And so we'll just have a kind of register marathon going on.
And that's going to be at the Student Union, 10 to 3:30, all four of those days for students. How many students usually volunteer in the schools?
We can have up to 600 total volunteers
wow.
that come in. So it just depends on how many people are showing up to volunteer. And we're going to be in room, in the Student Union, we'll be in room 3102.
What do they usually do?
They come in and they have already been to a class, and the class may have requirements for them to do some volunteer work, and so they'll bring in their class schedule, and then from that they'll look at what we offer, and then they'll go through the process of registering, and then we'll pick dates. They'll pick a date and what matches their schedule, and then we just they'll come in about 1 hour, maybe 2 hours per week, and it usually runs through the semester.
And when they're in the schools, what are their roles? Is it vary wildly, or are there specific things?
It can be any of our programs, which our programs are very specific through the district office. We've got school reading partners. We've got ESL volunteers. We've got a program that works with writing called Coach Write, AVID, and Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocates. And so they can sign up for any of those that meets their schedule, and they can also come in based on any kind of request that teachers will send in. And if there's something they want to do specific just to their likes, they can sign up for that and work out an arrangement with the school and continue doing that throughout the semester. A lot of them do return. And a lot of them will return throughout their entire stay at UNC.
Awesome. Again, this is spring registration for student volunteers who want to work in Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. If you're a UNC student or if you know a UNC student who might be interested, hundreds of them do it every single year. They do these registration drives twice a year, fall and spring, right?
That's correct.
Okay. January 14th is the first one. That's Thursday. And then a few more dates later on this month, the 20th, 21st, and 25th. We're speaking with Julie Hennis. You just heard her, and Christine Cotton, school reading partner specialist at the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. And Christine, let me turn to you. How do students work with you, and how do students work within the schools to volunteer and to improve the teaching experience, the learning experience?
Right. So School Reading Partners is a specific program where the students, the volunteers, will come in and be trained to help read to students at our schools in grades K through 2 who need a little help with reading. There are students who are intimidated by reading. There are students who are not getting read to at home. And the UNC volunteers and community volunteers will come in, get trained, and then spend 2 days a week, usually a half an hour at a time, with the student one-on-one, developing a bond with them, making the students feel more comfortable reading, and teaching them specific reading skills.
How vital are they? How important are they in the classroom?
Incredibly vital. It goes without saying, of course, that reading is something that we all need to know. And the more you read, the better you read. The more you just know in general, the better your educational experience is. And these students do not have a lot of those opportunities to develop the reading. Our teachers, as we know, are taxed in the classroom. So being able to have these students come out of the classroom and have this special opportunity helps the teacher. And again, it helps the students because this is just something, an experience that they're not typically getting in the classroom. It's really hard for a teacher to give the one-on-one experience to a child.
Especially, I know we're talking about class sizes going up, and there's this push against TAs, and there's less support for teaching assistants, so I imagine the volunteers have to be more and more and more important every year.
They are critical, very critical.
And speaking again with Christine Kant, you just heard her and Julie Hennis, both Chapel Hill Carver City Schools. Spring registration dates for student volunteers at UNC beginning on Thursday. They're going to be in the Student Union Building from 10 to 3:30 on Thursday of this week, and then next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and what is that, the following Monday, the 25th, if I'm
doing the math right?
All right, so plenty of dates for you if you're a UNC student or if you know a UNC student might be interested. Get them over to the Student Union any of those days. You're also working, and back to Julie, you're also working with Pause for People this year as well?
I am. That's something that I happened upon one day. And it's the Pause for People is a program, and they have at the animals, the dogs will go out there and they will go through a socialization process. And then when they're finished with that, they go to the next phase. So what we're doing is trying to, we've actually registered the puppies as volunteers. So they're official volunteers with the Chapel Hill Carver City Schools now. And when people at various schools would like for the puppies to come in and visit, we'll sign those puppies up and let them go in and socialize with any of the students. They've actually been to our district office too, and they've worked. They make everybody smile.
What is that like? I know it's just kind of starting up, but
it's a wonderful experience. People who are a little shy and don't maybe want to come out and socialize too much themselves, when the puppies enter a room, they'll break down a lot of those barriers. And we've had a lot of success with the puppies, and people are now calling on a regular basis. We don't have enough puppies to go around, but we're trying to schedule them as often as we can, knowing that they also they're very young and they have to sleep. So
I've seen those volunteer dogs just open people up that otherwise would just be so closed off. I've seen it in nursing homes. I know the dogs go on to work with military vets, and
they do.
It's gotta work so well and effectively in the schools too.
They do. They go on to work with veterans with PTSD, mm-hmm. and they save lives. So love it that we're a part of the process of saving lives.
That's cool. All right, again, we're speaking with Julie Hennis and Christine Cotton. And Julie, we've been talking about, actually both of you, have been talking about volunteers coming out of UNC, but I know you're looking for volunteers in general. So members of the community who want to volunteer in the schools. We've talked about Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate before. Again, it's a terrific program that we take for granted, I think, at Chapel Hill Carver City Schools, because there's not very many programs like it anywhere, but that's a really cool program that exists. What else can people do in the community to volunteer in the schools, and how can people get involved?
Well, they can come in whatever capacity they want to come in and work in the schools, we will work with them. I got an email from someone yesterday who wanted to work with students with disabilities. And we do have some programs that we don't have readily available in our own office, but we can place students to work with kids with disabilities in any capacity. There's actually a program called PATH at UNC, and it's right behind the Student Union. And so a lot of the volunteers can go and feed right into that. So whatever people want to do, if they want to come and read, like with Christine's program, if they want to read with students, or if they want to teach kids to write, they may want to come in and work with students after school, which sometimes is great for kids or community members who it doesn't fit their schedule during the day, so they can come after school and work with kids. We will not turn people away. Anybody who wants to do anything, come to us. We're located on the third floor of the PTA building in Carrboro, and we will accommodate you and find what your strengths are to match any of the programs that we have in the school system.
Is that next to the thrift shop?
It's right above the thrift shop. And you can come down and shop at the thrift shop.
And shop at the thrift shop.
It's a great thing.
Get all your shopping and volunteering done in one go. And for people who want to volunteer, and we're talking about just maybe an hour or two commitment a week.
It's about an hour
or
two a week.
Or more if you want, but it doesn't have to be all that much. And for people who want to volunteer but can't just think off the top of their head, oh, I specifically want to do this, what needs are there in the schools?
Again, it's just a variety of anything that anybody can even think of doing. The schools have many, many opportunities, and often get their own volunteers. But if they have a specific need, they can go through a process of reaching out to us, and then we will try to match volunteers that we have. Anybody can go to the school's website, and on the main page in the bottom left-hand corner, the volunteer link is there. So if somebody will click on that, it'll go directly to exactly what we have and how you go through the process of registering. And if you're wanting to get into the schools, we will definitely help you get in there.
Right. We've talked about reading and writing. There's science and math and other aspects of language arts and really, like Julie said, any subject that you can imagine. The teachers in our schools are very open and welcoming to having the volunteers come in, and it's a necessity.
And Christine, I'll let you have the last word. We've got to let you go in a second, but we've talked about volunteering and how it helps the students, how it helps the teachers. You've worked with volunteers. How does it help the volunteers?
It helps the volunteer. I have actually been a school reading partner for several years and volunteered in other capacities, and I think you as an adult or a young adult, you grow through your experience, through your volunteer experience. You create bonds with children that you would not normally have. It's amazingly fulfilling.
Well, there's registration dates again at UNC for UNC students this Thursday the 14th, and then next week Wednesday and Thursday, and then the following Monday the 25th, 10 to 3:30 at the Student Union Building. And stop by the PTA building if you are just a member of a community who wants to volunteer. They're always looking for people. Julie Hennis, Christine Cotton, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Aaron.